Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? As I say, it's a beautiful day to be in the land of the living. The sun is shining. Hopefully you're all on your feet and doing well. Live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. Live right now on the TuneIn app. When someone says, how do you get on that station, on the TuneIn app? How do you do it? You download it on any electronic device and search WWGH on your TV apps. Whatever's playing at the appointed time, you will be there live. If you're on there between the hour of 10:15, I'm on. If you're there at 11:15, I'm on. So share that information with other people. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, again, 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to the show or the subject that may be the subject of the hour, okay? Excuse me. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are faithful supporter, long time, short time, but you do support my show, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you all. Along with you is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place August the 15th from 12 noon until 2 p.m. 12 noon until 2 p.m. 12 noon until 2 p.m. Prayer chain we have started, and we started out praying for Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, a longtime supporter of A Voice of a People. She used to be a sit-in guest whenever I needed her. I miss her so very, very much. She needs your prayers continually still. And anybody else you know that need prayer, please pray for me and my family. It's just some things that arise up in your family that you can't conquer on your own. And it's going to take prayer. It's going to take God's help, His intervention. That's like a situation I have. That's like a situation Shirley has. And you may know of someone else who has that type of situation. You know? Whether it's a broken marriage, a broken heart, maybe loss of their children. People lose their children because they don't have themselves together, nor know how to take care of their children. You know, we don't know what other people may be going through. You know, they may be having mental issues, which are can be very challenging. Or maybe they're going through bereavement. Maybe they've lost a loved one, lost a job. You know, lost their home, lost their cars. All those things are important in our lives. These are things we need. Let's continue to pray for one another. I lift each and every one of you up today. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet to the most intricate parts of your body. I pray that the Lord will heal you, touch you, deliver you, and set you free for whatever is trying to bind you and stop you from being the best that you can be in Christ Jesus. And I pray these things in His name. Amen. Okay, let us move on. I may be having a call-in guest. They said they was going to try to make it work, so we'll see. If they do, they'll be calling at 11:20, which is soon to come. Okay. Okay, now, Stuff the Bus, Logos Christian Ministries, this event they had, if you missed it, It was July 20th through the 22nd. If you missed it, they are still accepting donations, and all you have to do is call 740-223-1515. If you have some school supply things that you want to add, this great giveaway will take place August 8th, 2026, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministry. It's going to be a big, fun day. They will have food, school supply giveaway, free haircuts, fun and games, bouncy houses, community health fair. Stronger together, a brighter tomorrow. So let us look forward to the back to school extravaganza, which they are calling it. And let's stuff that bus so full that it is overflowing that they have to open up the windows to keep it all there. Don't forget the homeless shelter. They need volunteers and they need other things. Their telephone number is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. And don't forget the LifeWise Academy Bible study is coming to River Valley. If you want to help with that, money-wise or otherwise, volunteer, call Amber Furstenberger. And her telephone number is 740-361-8355. Again, her number is 740-361-8355. Amber Furstenberger. This is for Pleasant School District or River Valley. This program is during school hours. Students will be transported from school to LifeWise and back to school during school hours. If you are interested in your student being a part of this, please give Amber Furstenberger a call. 740-361-8355. Okay. Okay, so that's not going to work, but he said 11:15. He may be late, I don't know. But anyway, life goes on. That's what I'm trying to share with these young people. You can't stop because someone else is falling down. You can bend over and try to help them up. You can share different things with the person. But unless that person wants change, unless that person see that they need change, what can you do? You can't stop living. You have to go on with your life. You have to go on with your life. I've stopped so many times in my life trying to help people. But I've learned the hard way. I must share this with you today. Oh my. New life for dead hearts. And it says Colossians 3:3. You died. You, Linda. You, Mary. You, Martha. You, John. You, Marvin. You died to the life I gave you, and your life is now hidden with Christ Jesus in the Lord, in God, with Christ in God. That's sort of like what I talked about last hour, you know, putting all these adjectives on the word Christian and more or less demolishing Christianity. It stands alone. But to surrender your life to Christ means freedom. This is thought. No. It's not thought for today, is it? Oh, that's devotion for today. I thought I had thought for today. Still, it's still a good one. I may go back to it, too. Let me see what thought for today is. create curiosity. Every day is an opportunity to be creative. The canvas is your mind. The brushes and colors are your thoughts and feelings. The panorama is your story. The complete picture is a work of art called my life. You know what? I just thought something. Oh, my guess isn't lost. Be careful what you put on the canvas of your mind today. Hope he's not lost. I should have put down the old Marion General Hospital. So I hope he's not out there running around trying to find 685 Delaware Avenue. That could be possible. And if so, that's my fault. Wow. My fault. Well, I'm going to go back to that. If by chance he makes his way here, I'll stop all that and we'll just move on. Okay, let's read Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich, eternal treasures that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as the world is concerned, you have died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in the splendor of his glory. And that's what we want to be, in the splendor of his glory. You know, we want to bow and say, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. I've been waiting for you. Because I believe with all that I am and all that I will ever be that you are coming back to receive me unto yourself. Title. New life for dead hearts. Does that mean my heart is dead because I received Christ? You know, one scripture says that the heart is desperately wicked and who can know it? And you wonder, what does that mean, a wicked heart? Well, you have gates, like you have an eye gate, an ear gate. Your mouth is also a gate, openings, you know. Your nose is a gate. And we receive things. We see things, you know. We contemplate on things. That means we think about them, you know. Either we dismiss a disruptive or evil thought, or we continue to contemplate on it and think about it, and it enters our heart, and out of our heart, action comes. The good and the evil, okay? So that's why he's saying life for dead hearts. So when you surrender your life to Christ, that means you give him your heart as well. And he helps you to regulate what is good and what is bad, and what you should keep in your heart and what you should dispel out of your heart. God does all those things. He does all those things. You don't even have to worry about it. You just have to be obedient and diligent about being repentive. And it's a form of repentive and being repentive. You know, I repent. I'm sorry. I'm godly sorry I did something wrong. Because when I do something wrong, I've sinned against Him. Heartwood is the central supporting pillar of certain trees. I don't think I've ever heard of a heartwood tree. Although dead, it will not decay or lose strength while the outer living layers are intact. Composed of fibers bound together by a chemical glue called lignin. Heartwood can be as strong as steel. This element of a tree structure enables it to survive nature's travails. When Paul encouraged the Colossians to live a resurrected life, he could have used the metaphor of heartwood to express how those who have been saved are transformed. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. While Paul's reference to us as dead might seem discouraging when understood from the perspective of the resurrection, we grasp the hope of such a statement. God transforms the dead core of our beings, strengthening us in the power of the resurrected Jesus to endure the trials of this life. Our prior inner beings are as dead as the heartwood of a tree, yet we still exist as the unique people God created us to be and more. We are made new, Revelation 21:5. We are new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why? Because we have died to that old life. We have given up that old life. We have become sick and tired of our own mess, of our own errors, of our own sins. We're sick and tired of it, and we don't want it anymore. So we give it to Christ. We give it all to Him and say, Lord, here is my life. You do with it what you will. Hands off. My hands are off. Your life now. Yet we still exist as the unique people God created us to be. And more. We are made new, Revelation 21:5. We are new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. In Jesus we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. We see a living example of how the structure of trees represents our life in Christ. Thanks be to God for transforming us from death to life. What does understanding God's heartwood in trees teach you about Him? Oh, wow. It is the central supporting pillar of certain trees. Even though it's dead, it won't decay or lose strength while the outer living layers are intact. Composed of fibers bound together by a chemical glue called lignin, heartwood can be as strong as steel. This element of a tree structure enables it to survive nature's travails. That question again, what does understanding God's heartwood in trees teach you about Him? He's everlasting. He's always there. You can always depend on Him. He stands tall, strong, powerful, magnificent, and no one can bring Him down. How are you embracing His transformational power in your life? I embrace it with all that I am. And if you haven't surrendered all to Christ, you just don't know what you're missing. I am free. I am free. I was just telling my daughter that, you know, she was saying, I wish every woman could witness or experience some type of braids in their hair. I said, I wish every woman would experience surrendering her life to Christ. Because, you know, our young people need to know that, who are not surrendered. They don't understand. They think they're giving up a life, you know. And, yeah, old life, one that's really going to be destructed, you know, subject to this world and the things of this world, whether it's drinking, smoking, marijuana, sexual immorality, you know, liars, thieves, all that, which some of us was. That's what the scripture says. Some of you were, but you're not now, because you've come over to this side of Christ and you've given him your life. Like God said, there's not one that's good. He said, I know not one that is good. A good man, a good woman. Without Christ, we are nothing. Except we abide in him and he abide in us, we are nothing without him. But if you want freedom, give it all to him. Because he can transform your life. And you'll look and think, oh, wow, this is my life now? Ooh-wee. Why did I hold back so long? In his letters, Paul frequently talks about how believers in Jesus have died. Colossians 3 and 3. Have died to sin. In Romans 6, the apostle reminds believers that they have been united with Christ in his death and will be united with him in a resurrection like his. So even if you have passed away before Christ back, he will call your name and you will come up out of that grave. He said, even if you died in the sea, it will give up its dead. In the graves, they will come up out and be quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost. None is lost. You won't be lost. He won't forget about you. He will be there for you. Your body will meet your spirit, and your spirit will meet your body, and you will be quickened. And so, you know, I just wish sometimes that when you're talking to people, that they even understand what you're saying. Don't understand. And you can't make them understand. All you can do is try to share with them, you know, heartfelt. It says again, they have been united with Christ in his death and will be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that the old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. See, that's why you're doing it now. Because once you're resurrected, or whether you're alive when he comes back, the fight won't be so hard. It'll be easier. But if you're going to fight with Christ and trying to hold on to that old self, that old sinful flesh and those sinful acts, you know, it's going to be harder. And you might not make it. Because then it'll be so much, so attached to you, you don't want to get rid of it. You don't want to let it go. So let it go now. Let it go now. For we know that the old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. Because of Jesus' death, sin is no longer our master. That's what he's trying to get to you, to me, to your children, to your grandchildren. Because of Christ's death, he died for your sin. Your sin nature. He died for your sin nature. We all have a sin nature. We were born in sin. So therefore, we have a sin nature. And Christ is our master. You know, we do things to gratify the flesh, not the Spirit of God, but the flesh, which is us. We're trying to make us feel better, look better. And until you, your flesh is crucified with Christ, until you surrender all to Him, sin is your master. And you will obey your master. We no longer live to gratify our desires or cravings of our flesh, Ephesians 2 and 3, because we serve another master, Christ. Our sins are forgiven and we are alive in Him. He's canceled the debt we owed and could never pay. No, because the price to pay was death. That's a price for sin, death. And He died the death that we couldn't die by nailing it to the cross, Colossians 2:14. That doesn't mean we no longer sin, but that God helps us in our struggles, transforming us to be more like Him, a Christian. No adjectives or nouns before it or after it. Just what it says, Christ-like Christian. The character of Christ. I just thought that was powerful, and it had a lot to do with the last hour when I spoke. It kind of correlates with it. Because we live in this world, but we're not supposed to be. We're in the world, but not a part of the world. The things of the world. You know, you handle those things like with gloves. It's not that you're a nun or anything like that, but you're free. You are free. You don't mind bowing your head. You don't mind bending your knee to Christ. You don't mind lifting up your hands in prayer in the church, you know, or clapping your hands when the music sways you or moves you, you know, in reverence to Christ. You want to worship Him. And not that you're showing out, but you're worshiping Him. And people say, well, how can you worship and you don't say anything? I don't know. I don't think I've experienced it because the Spirit of God moves me, even if it is a clap of my hand to the music or to say amen, so be it. That is the Word of God, unchangeable, unmovable. Amen. Let the church say what? Amen. I can say that. That's part of worship. I can sing a song. Might not have the best voice. I can sing a song. Right? I'm just acting to the Spirit. Reacting to the Spirit of God and how it's moving me during church service. But some people just sit there. I can't say that there's anything wrong with that. Because I don't know. And then you find some people are the biggest hooplers and hollerers and falling on the floor, and it's all an act. We just don't know, right? I just want to be pleasing in God's sight. That's my ambition. That's what I live for. I live for Him and what pleases Him. It's no longer about me and what I'm trying to do or if I'm trying to do it. I've learned that God is the answer. Christ is the answer, the only answer. Always has been, always will be the answer for us, for mankind. He is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. New life, dead hearts. How can I have a new life? Get rid of the old one. My heart is dead. It needs to be, so God can give you a new heart. So wash me, Lord, and make me clean, that I may live holy and blameless before You. Create in me a clean heart. I think that's Psalms 55. And renew a right spirit within me. This is David talking. Let's see what Psalms says. Psalms 55. Even David had a struggle. With sin. Just like the rest of us. It says there was a Psalm 55 is an expression of distress and betrayal where David pleads for God's attention. Amidst his suffering, he conveys feelings of fear and anguish while ultimately seeking refuge in God's protection and justice. He was begging. He was begging God to help him. Don't be ashamed to beg God. Don't be ashamed to ask him. Don't be ashamed to want him. I don't care who like it, who don't like it. I don't care who believe in God, who don't believe in God. It does not negate or take away the fact that God is real. No, I can't see him right now, nor can I touch him, but I must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Ask. Want to know, ask him. He'll tell you. Knock on the door. That's your way of asking. That's your way of trying to get in. Trying to find out if he's real or not. He said the door will be open unto you. Psalms 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my supplication. I'm suffering. Don't hide, David is saying. Attend to me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Do you think David was quiet? David danced so hard praising God when he was trying to move the Ark of the Covenant and was successful. He danced out of his clothes and only had his undergarments on. He wasn't quiet about God. Oh my gosh. He cut up. Okay. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, this is David. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and would be at rest. A lot of us think that. If I can go here to Chicago, if I could go to the Holy Land, you know, I'll be at peace, I'll be at rest. Can't run from God. That's impossible. You can't run from him. I don't care how many wings you had. Fly away. Fastest boat, fastest car, fastest train. You can't run from God. Dig a hole in the land, live in a cave. You can't hide from him. He said, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest, from life itself and what it all had to offer. David was ready to go and leave it all. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, those tongues against me, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. He was the king, remember? Day and night they go about it, upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. Ours too, today. Our streets are ever getting more and more wicked, more and more evil. The world itself. Oh, it's going to get better. The Bible says it would get worse and worse. Judge for yourself, right? For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it if it was somebody that was my enemy. I didn't like, didn't like me. I understand that. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, like King Saul. He hid from King Saul. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. He took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell. That's David. He didn't care. He told God how he felt. You let them go down to hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. You get them, Lord. You seize them. You capture them. You put handcuffs on them. You take them to hell is what he's saying. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. He says, as for me, I will call upon the Lord and the Lord will save me. But those other evil people, they're not doing that. They don't care about you, God. I do, David is saying. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. He is certainly sure that God will hear his voice. Are you sure God will hear your voice? Do you have the type of relationship David had with God? Can you cry into God and be honest with God and know that God hears you and he can change your situation? That's the type of relationship David had with God. He have delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there are many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He have put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He have broken his covenant. The words of his mouth are smoother than butter. But war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in the Lord. That song says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die, until I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die, until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die, until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die, until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. You know, that's a old battle hymn I learned from the church. And hadn't sang that song in a long time or even felt it. But during this time on air, I felt emotions that and feelings I hadn't felt in a long time. Because I'm really reaching out to God's people. Not just you out there, even in my own family. You know, we can pretend that we have overcome. We can pretend that we've changed, but not for long, because the old behavior will come right back. And sometimes when it comes back, it's worse than it was before. But yeah, you can pretend that you got the power to change all on your own. And we do, to a certain extent. We do. But it takes Christ for it to be sustained. But God has really touched me today. Again. It's important. It's so important that you get it. It's so important that you try to share with your loved ones and they get it. And maybe they can share with their friends till they get it. Because I remember years ago when I used to read the Bible every night, at least an hour before I got it tucked into bed as an adult. And I thought that was it. Because I did know Jesus was God and I did believe in him and all those other things. But I remember my sister came by one evening and I had to go downstairs. Her and her boyfriend came. And God just sent him by. He had to. And I was sharing with her, yeah, I'm up to read my Bible now. And you know they told me, today is the day of salvation. This day. In other words, I could read till I leave this world and still not be saved. I could believe till I leave this world and not be saved. I was doing a good thing, but still my intentions was not where they needed to be. That's how important this is. It's not a game. Like chess, you move two pieces, take my rook, and I move three spaces. Or I take my queen and move across the board and capture the king. It's not a game. This is true surrender. Give it up. All up. God wants all of you. All of you or none of you. See, that's where the church comes in. There's also a definition for the church. Is if you're in there playing, you're not considered the church. If you're not sold out to Christ, it don't matter what you call yourself. MAGA or nationalist, Judaism going back to the law is like Christ never came. Because Christ is the law. You can do all those things, you're going to be lost. There's only one way, and Christ is the way. And all he said is true. You can't change his truth. I love you all. I want you all to have a blessed, safe, happy, joyous weekend. The weather's great. Just be safe out there. Be cautious out there. Watch your children out there. They said a baby, a toddler, drowned in a pond behind their house yesterday. Please be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is seeking and roaming about to see whom he may devour. And don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. And if it is, make sure you're in right standing with Christ Jesus. Well, all I can say is, till next time, be blessed. Keep your head up, heart open, mind open. Always looking forward to what's new in Christ. What new revelation is Christ going to give you? Yes, what new revelation? Don't talk yourself out of being like Christ. If you put on the whole armor of God and his laws, principles apply to your life, and you do believe with all your heart, mind, and spirit all the things that he has said, you are a Christian, and you have the character of Christ. No matter what other adjectives or noun you put before Christian or after it, you do not deserve to be called a Christian. That's what the Lord shared with me earlier this week. You do not deserve to even be called a Christian. That's not your name. That was the name that was given us by the holiest. Well, enjoy your weekend. Till next time, be blessed.